In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It is the first Sunday in Lent. Some of us started the season with Ash Wednesday, with ashes smudged on our foreheads in the form of a cross. And we heard the stark reminder that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Our space seems a tad barer now, with the exceptions of a few bare branches and empty water jugs, one tipped over to give the illusion of spilled water and dryness. Variations of purple, the color of royalty and of penitence, replace those colors and hues of green. Our alleluias and bells have been put away until the liturgies of Easter. Our mood is just a bit more somber. And so we are left with a cross, a rather large and beautiful cross, to remind us of a journey, the journey taken so long ago, a journey that began in the desert. Now, how many of you have ever driven through a desert? Anybody? Okay. There isn't much to see, is there? No water, no real grass or shrubs to speak of. A few birds that fly overhead, not much else. But there is hot, dry air and mounds of sand, lots of sand. There is the taste of grit, and there are sand particles that attach themselves to hair and skin and clothing, sometimes even flying into your eyes. And if you got out of the car or bus and walked around a bit, chances are that your shoes needed polishing or a deep cleaning afterwards. And I'll bet you drove on, grateful that you were only passing through and not struggling to live in those elements day in and day out. I don't know about you, but for this city girl, 40 days and 40 nights of that, plus no food or drink, that would seem impossible. But today's gospel tells us that the desert is exactly where Jesus went after his baptism in the Jordan River. After coming up from under the surface and into the sunlight, Jesus heard a voice declaring him the beloved Son of God. And he didn't seem to stop to walk around in cool grass or to sit under a tree and ponder what had just happened. Jesus was driven, compelled by the Spirit to go out into the desert. And for 40 days and for 40 nights, he fasted and prayed until the time that the devil, Satan, showed up to tempt him. Jesus survived the temptations thrust before him. Three times, we are told, the devil tried to get Jesus to put God, his Father, to the test. And three times Jesus said, no, no. The devil could not tempt Jesus to create bread out of stones, even though he was famished. No, the devil could not tempt him to use his power to gain earthly political power. He was who God meant him to be, the chosen one. And no, the devil could not tempt Jesus to test God, for God had already declared him as his beloved. Jesus' trust and allegiance to his Father was not about to be broken by any scripture-thumping creature of darkness. This is the first Sunday in Lent. And truth be told, we've all been in the desert. Maybe you've never driven a highway remotely close to a desert, but we've all been there. Noted theologian and preacher, the Reverend Barbara Brown Taylor, suggests maybe it, the desert, just looked like a hospital waiting room to you, or the sheets on a cheap motel bed after you got kicked out of your house. Or maybe the desert looked like the parking lot where you couldn't find your car on the day you lost your job. It may even have been a kind of desert in the middle of your own chest, where you begged for a word from God and heard nothing. Nothing but the wheezing bellows of your own breath. Yes, our wilderness, our desert, can take any form at any time. It is the first Sunday of Lent. And truth be told, we've all been tempted. There have been times that we have looked out only for our needs and not the needs of others. There have been times we have said things and done things we ought not have said and done. And we have forgotten at times who we really owe our allegiance to, and who is really due all the praise and the glory and the honor. There are also times when we manipulate and test God, and we test and bargain with God for God's favor and care. Because you see, we forget that our salvation, our lives, our blessings and gifts are abundantly given by God and God alone, because that is how much God loves us. During the season of prayer and repentance, we are called to take the trip into the desert. Our Book of Common Prayer, page 265, invites us in the name of the church to the observance of a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word. And during this season, we are often encouraged to give up something like meat or alcohol or cigarettes, desserts, or take on something like being nicer or serving meals or upping our stewardship to provide for the needs of others. And sisters and brothers, all of those things are well and good. But what is most important about our Lenten journey is our knowing that God is all we need, and that all God longs for is for us to love God back, to be in a deeper relationship with our God. God is with us and loves us and will keep on loving us no matter our shortcomings, because we are each precious in God's sight. Did you hear me?
Yes.
We are each precious in the sight of God. There is no one, who is not precious, who is loved by God. We are each God's beloved. And no weapon formed against us will what? Will prosper. Sisters and brothers, as we live into these 40 days, may we all grow closer to our God, and in our faith, trust, and belief in God, and in God alone. And know, as always, and we cannot hear this enough, that God is with us. God is with us. We never travel this journey alone. And know this, Jesus has been there before, and he journeys with us through the desert and to the cross and into the joy of Easter and beyond. Amen.
Amen. Amen.